My friends, whenever my wife Peggy and I travel, Peggy always says to me, "Chris, you really need to learn how to pack." I know, I say, I'm never good at packing because I always bring too many things with me, like clothes that I end up never wearing on the trip. When we travel, I usually take one large suitcase and a small briefcase that contains my small Mac computer, a magazine or two, a book to read, and my breviary. Well, I confess publicly that I bring too much stuff on long trips. It's still hard to imagine bringing only what Jesus in the gospel asked the 12 to bring on their missionary journey. No food, no sack, no money, no second tunic, nothing. I wonder what kind of a response I would have gotten from Jesus. Brothers and sisters, as we hear in the gospel today, the time had come when the apostles would go out on their own. And Jesus had taught them well. In him they had the best teacher. Jesus had not only told them what to do, he had shown them how to do it. As Jesus sends them out, he gives precise instructions about what we today call lifestyle. It was stripped down travel at its best. As to lodging, Jesus told them to stay wherever they first land and not spend their time and energy trying to better their circumstances. They were to take the hospitality that was offered, no matter how poor and inadequate it might be. And they mustn't be afraid to name evil wherever they see it and challenge the evildoers to change their hearts and their behaviors. My friends, make no mistake about it. The 12 weren't going to be popular. Their missionary work was going to be a tough and a risky business. But in reflection, maybe we shouldn't be so focused on what the 12 couldn't bring on the journey. Maybe the point is for us to look at what they can bring with them. Jesus allows them to have two things, a walking stick and sandals, just like the fleeing Israelites did at the Exodus. In one way or another, both provided support for the journey. And notice, too, that Jesus doesn't send any of the 12 alone. Jesus sends them out in twos. Because the journey is easier when you know you aren't alone, that you have someone by your side who shares your dreams, your hopes, and your values. Jesus sends them out in pairs so that they can rely on each other along the way, so that they don't become distracted with their belongings and lose sight of the purpose of their journey, to preach repentance, to heal, to do what Jesus does, and to remind each other that their mission is not their own, that the purpose is the kingdom of God. In such companionship, there is newfound strength and solidarity. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling the 12 to a radical dependence on God and on God's providing for whatever they might need along the way. Jesus asks them to let go, even the little they have, so that nothing would distract them from their appointed task. Thus, the 12 were dependent on the hospitality of others, just as Jesus depended on others to provide for his needs, or to use the words of the Second Vatican Council, to be Christ for the world. My friends, we're reminded that Christianity is not a solitary endeavor. Christianity requires a community. It demands collaboration. Christianity isn't meant to be kept to ourselves. The gospel is meant to be lived on its feet, if you will, to be taken to others, one foot in front of the other, one step at a time. It is to be taken beyond places that are safe and comfortable. It's to be taken where the terrain may be rough and the hills steep, and the trip sometimes won't be necessarily easy, meaning that in some places the proclamation of the good news may experience indifference or outright rejection. Brothers and sisters, the gospel may not demand exactly the same of us, but it certainly does call us to take some inventory of our stuff, or more importantly, to examine our dependence on possessions. Because it's one thing to have a lot of things, gadgets and toys. It's another thing altogether to believe we can't live without them. Compare the apostles setting out with nothing to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, with the preparations and supplies we need just to set out on an average day in our lives. How many of us could imagine setting out for even one day, taking nothing with us? No food, no purse, no wallet or briefcase, no change of clothes, no cell phone, iPad or laptop, no money, checkbook or credit cards. My friends, every time we gather around the Eucharistic table, we are reminded that Jesus took nothing with him to the cross except his love for each of us. And we're reminded that the food for our journey is as simple as it could possibly be. A fragment of bread becomes Christ's body, and a sip from a cup, a share in Christ's blood. Simple food offered in simple ways to nourish us and depending only on what we truly need. Traveling simply without many goods, except for the presence of the companion, would allow each apostle to remember his call, where he came from, and why he was sent. And this morning, as we celebrate the baptism of these children, Quinn and Reese, we are reminded in our second reading how dependent all of us are on God's grace. Paul makes it clear how special our call is to live as children of God, because it is through baptism that we have been blessed and chosen from before the foundation of the world in order to celebrate and to live for the praise of God's glory. Brothers and sisters, like the 12's journey through the region of Galilee, our lives are journeys to the reign of God. And each step of the journey can be a moment of grace, an encounter with the holy, of transformation, and of healing. Today, Jesus calls us to leave behind the interior baggage, the stuff of old hurts and resentments, the fear of failure and rejection, and in order to serve him in faith. My friends, so how about us? Could we set out on one vacation day taking nothing with us? Or are we too busy putting too many suitcases in the back of our cars? Amen.